it's just, it's getting a little bit ridiculous, I must say. All this boxing stuff. Yesterday I talked about the supposed, it's, we're not supposed to call it influencer boxing, aren't we? You can call it blue collar boxing or illegitimate boxing if you like. But what's happened today is that in the past sometime, I haven't noticed it because I'm not interested really in Wayne Rooney. Not interested in Wayne Rooney. I'm not interested in Colleen Rooney. I'm not interested in the Agatha Christie case. I'm not interested in any of that. He has said, apparently, he might not have done. The papers might have just decided he said it. I don't know. But he's apparently said that he's interested in turning to boxing. Now, he's not said, or taking up boxing. He's not said, I've been a boxer for many years and I now want to go pro and that will be my new career. Running through the streets of Liverpool and all of that. And getting to the Albert Dock. Yeah! And all that. No, nothing like that. He hasn't even said, I have signed up to a boxing gym and will go there at some point. He hasn't even said that, I don't think. He's kind of said, airily, I think, if he's actually said it, because that's what we're dealing with here. Well, maybe at some point, maybe I'll look at boxing. So Eddie Hearn, Edward of Hearn, who is a, I mean, I really like him as a promoter because he understands the business of boxing and the boxing of boxing. And he doesn't mix those two up. But sometimes you do get both. And he said today, someone asked him whether or not, I mean, this is on DAZN, so they've got a vested interest because, you know, they're linked to Hearn and Matchroom. But he's been asked who he thought Jake Paul should fight next. And rather than actually say, well, you know what, perhaps a boxer. Because Jake Paul is struggling with legitimacy, in my view, as far as boxing goes. Particularly as he fought a Fury and lost and said, this will really spur me on and I will train harder. And I thought, oh, maybe he's going to become something of a boxing professional. And then he went and fought Nate Diaz. He's only gone and fought Nate Diaz. So he didn't seem to want to fight boxers. Just a boxer who had appeared on Love Island, it seems. So when you're saying that Jake Paul, the next person he should fight, is Wayne Rooney, you're not really doing him any favours, I don't think. Because it brings, just to be probably serious a minute, even though this is ridiculous, just it brings the sort of business of boxing and the legitimacy of boxing into sharp relief, doesn't it? Because what is influencer boxing now? I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm struggling with what it is. Is it simply exhibitions? Because, as I said before, Floyd Mayweather, retired, fighting three rounds or four rounds or six rounds with someone, having a good time, done. Or is it, I have intentions and aspirations to be a legitimate boxer? Which is what Jake Paul seems to be saying and what I think KSI is implying. And where does Francis Ngannou fit into this? And where do Tyson Fury, who is a current heavyweight champion who got knocked down by Francis Ngannou and I believe lost the fight, and where does Anthony Joshua fit into this? It's difficult to make those forays from your legitimate boxing career to say, I'll just make some money and make some, which is nothing wrong with that because boxing's a tough sport, very tough sport. But say, I'll just take a detour and then I can come back to my career completely unscathed. I don't think that Tyson Fury has done that. And I suspect that AJ won't either. And it doesn't help when we're talking about Wayne Rooney being Jake Paul's next champion, next opponent. Now, Robert Smith of the British Boxing Board of Control said in a Sky Sports interview, an article, he was worried about people who weren't boxers stepping into the ring. And I know this is just Eddie Hearn stoking the fires of business of boxing, but really it feeds into what Mr. Smith was saying about someone might get seriously hurt. Now, Jake Paul's not had a lot of fights, but he's had some fights. And I don't mean fights in the playground or in a car park. You know, or I don't know, in a warehouse with money wagered. I mean, a boxing match. So this is not helpful, is it? And I'm a boxing fan. And I really don't know what to think of influencer boxing. I really don't know what to think of the different kinds of influencer boxing, or illegitimate boxing, if you want to call it that. I'm not saying I do, but we are talking about legitimacy here. And I struggle with the legitimacy of boxing itself. Because what you are saying is that these fights with Wayne Rooney, perhaps, and Jake Paul or AJ and Francis Ngannou are just as important as title fights. Here's a clue. They're not. One's about titles, which is the ultimate, and one's about the business of boxing, which, oh, all right, maybe that is the ultimate. Maybe sometimes the business of boxing is just all you can expect. But if it is, that's really disappointing. And nothing against Hearn here. He's doing his job, and it was probably just a passing joke that's now become something that I feel I have to podcast about. And aren't I being part of the business of boxing? And don't I feel bad about it? No, because there's a place for both. There's a place for both. Somewhere a place for both. But it's hard to be a boxing fan when you're thinking about Wayne Rooney versus Jake Paul. Ta-ta.